In terms of losing this game, are you looking at the referee? Are you fingering him as the cause for it?
I'm not fingering anyone for it. You watch the game, so you make your mind up when you see the everything back again. In my opinion, there were 3 penalties in the game. Decisions change games. Goals change games. So ultimately, that's what happened.
Peter Clark obviously was a subject of the one in the first half, and he had a couple of complaints in the second as well. Has he said anything to you?
Well, I've been in football a long time, so if someone actually is just about to score and is pushed on top of the ball and lands on top of the ball, why would they fall over? I can't understand, you know, in terms of if you've played the game, you understand. If you've got a free shot from 3-4 yards out, why do you fall over? You know, so you make your mind up about that.
You might not want to say it, but I watch a lot of football and I rarely ever criticise referees. I thought they had a shocker. Now, without you commenting, do you have the right to go and talk to a referee after a good performance like that?
Unfortunately not. We're not allowed to show them any footage. We're not allowed to, you know, go and speak to them. And I do admit they've got a real, real difficult job, and the new rules are baffling everybody. You know, one week they're given, next week they're not. You know, one's given against us at Bradford, one's given against us today, and 2 aren't given. Listen, it's a very, very difficult job. You've seen what happened. Everybody in the stands seen what happened. So there's no point in me commenting on it and getting myself in trouble and getting fined from the touchline. So, well, you make your mind up on that.
What are the positives you can take? Are there any?
The positives was our character. We go down to 10 men. You know, we get back to 3-2. We hit the crossbar 3-0. Darius has one cleared off the line, I believe, as well. You know, where he should have scored, if we're being totally honest. So a lot of positives, a lot of good forward play. We got some terrific stuff when we went down to 10 men. And some very good stuff as well. You know, the move before the end of the first half involving Billy and Lee and Freddie just shows the quality we've maybe brought into the club that previously wasn't there. So there's a hell of a lot of positives. And the attitude and the one word I use, the commitment the boys have to what we're trying to do is a massive positive to me.
Your 2 substitutions when they came on, Osai and Crofty, who both came on in midweek as well, seem to make a big impact. Are they in contention now to start games?
No, everyone's in contention to start games. Anybody at the club's in contention to start games. We've put a squad together. I believe we can change 3 and 4 at a time and not weaken ourselves. And yeah, you know, again, Lee's come on and done well, and Darius has done extremely well over both games.
And he's a young talent, isn't he? Just like Usman Fein, 2 young kids who sort of really want to stamp their authority on something. It's somebody you must be enthused by.
It's, you know, for me, it's a, you know, the hunger and desire that these boys bring in from the conference is credit to the people they've worked with and their hunger to actually become footballers. Sometimes it's better than the boys that come down from the bigger clubs who have been pampered, and they're the type of boys I want around the club. The 2 of them have been absolutely terrific for me, and they'll only get better.
I bet you can't wait for the next game now, because when you've had a game like that, you're sort of more frustrated than ever, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we said to the boys, like, have Monday off, we'll train all next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll work 10 times harder than what we've done, if that's physically possible, because that's the only way you look at yourselves. You know, we can't change what the referee's done. We can't change, you know, what they have done. We can change what we have done, and we can change and improve everything we've done.